mindset coach. I'm passionate about talking about everything that helps you with mindset shift and to help us live happy and better. Now, I've been getting comments on one of my videos, Overcoming the Fear of Death. It seems like that video actually spoke, you know, to a lot of people, including young children. And one of my recent comments was from a 10-year-old boy who said he is so scared of death. He's been crying, you know, a lot, and he feels like he can't talk to his parents because his parents may feel like they're so old, they don't have much time left to live. And he just asked for help and asked me to make more videos concerning this. And that is exactly what I am doing right now. So for starters, I'd like to give you a picture of death that I have, a mindset towards death that I have. I've come to understand something. This is flesh. It is simple flesh, and it cannot last forever. The biggest thing that matters is what is behind, what is within, what this as a vessel carries. In other words, everyone has to grow old someday and has to die. Think about it. You don't stay a baby forever. You don't stay a toddler forever. You don't stay a youth forever. You grow. You grow into an adult. You grow into an elderly person. You grow into an old person. You know, your body, your vessels, your systems, your organs, they get weaker with time and with use. It's the same thing that happens to any other thing. This will not stay this way forever. My phone, which I'm using to record this video, will not stay this way forever. It will not be this functional forever. This will not stay this way forever. Everything has a time span. Everything has a lifespan. Everything has a timeline. Everything has a beginning and an end. That's just the way things are in life. That is the order of things in life. Even the animal has a beginning and an end, has a timeline, a lifespan. Human beings alike have the same thing. Now, when you think of death and life and evolving, you know, in that manner, it helps to understand one thing. We all have to go through a process from infanthood to puberty, adolescence, to adulthood, to old age, and you pass on. Now, that understanding should make you see that as a human being, it's okay. It's normal. It's natural for you to also have a beginning and an end. Now, if everything has a beginning and an end, if this form, this outfit I'm wearing has a beginning and an end, what then matters? That's the question you need to ask yourself. What then matters? And you realize that what matters is the in-between. From the beginning of this bag to the end of this bag, how did I use it? How was it used? What was the fulfillment of this bag in that time span? That's the in-between. From the beginning of this till the end of this, you know, pair of glasses, how was it used? What did it do? What did it achieve? What did it fulfill? From the beginning of the life of a human being, the moment you're born as a baby, you grow to the day you die. What happened in between? How effective was it in between? What kind of life did you live in between? And that's why you hear people say, it's not the quantity, it's not the amount, it's not how often or how long it lasted, it's the quality, meaning how well it was and how well it fared while it lasted, how well a thing or a person was, or an endeavor or a time or anything, how well did it do. Some people don't live for that long, but they leave such an imprint that the world is shaken when they go. That's the in-between, the content, how well you did in between. So now when you understand, like I said earlier, that everyone has a beginning and an end, just like every other thing in life, it's not a bad thing. Death is not a bad thing. It's okay. It's a normal thing. It's a normal process. It's just as normal as growing body parts. It's just as normal as, you know, developing puberty. It's as normal as starting your period. It's as normal as growing hair in your armpits. It's as normal as growing taller. It's just a part of life, a part of growth from here to here to here to here to here, and then to the end point. So you ask yourself, what happened in between? How well did you do, and what did you do in between? That should be your focus. That should be what you put your energy into. That should be what you put your mind to, what you focus on, to make your life the best you can make it to be, to live your life the happiest you can live it, to be the best you can be, to express as much as you can, to love as much as you can, to help as much as you can, to just live the best life you could ever live within your power. And trust me, the best life you could ever live is not a fixed idea. It grows with time. Because today, your best life could be doing this activity, but the next 5 years, things have changed, life has evolved, there are new activities that you know that, oh my God, the best life I could live is doing this thing. But the important thing is your joy, your happiness, your peace, your fulfillment, expression, impact. Those are the things you need to focus on. Do not focus on death. Don't focus on when you die. Don't focus on the loss. Don't focus on the pain. Remember, positive thinking. The more you focus on those things, the more pain and hurt you feel. And that now even cripples you. That makes you unable to live the happy life that you want to live. But the more you zone in and focus on the positive, focus on the content, focus on the in-between, focus on living that best life that you could live, guess what happens? Your mind is open. You start seeking out things that make you happy. And the moment you see them, you indulge in them. And that secretes hormones. That gives you a life that you generally come to enjoy. And you pursue it more. And you do more. And you find yourself living happier and happier and happier. Up until that day comes when you finally meet your end. Which is not a bad thing. Now, I realize that a lot of people just may be struggling with this fear of death, you know, overcoming the fear of death. And I didn't know how bad it was, even at the time I recorded that video. So now I want to start by saying that if you have this fear, talk to someone. Go back and watch the video. It should be somewhere up here or up here, somewhere on the screen. Go back and watch that video. Use the tips I gave there. Drop comments on that video or on any video, really, and ask questions if you have any more questions. Aside from that, talk to your father, talk to your mother if you're a young one. And parents, talk to your children. Talk to your children with an open mind. Your children are going through a whole lot and you don't even know. And that's sad. Your children should be able to come to you to talk about anything. They should feel safe and welcome with you to talk about even the worst of things. So talk to your children. If you're young and you feel like you can't talk to your parents, talk to a professional. Talk to your brother, your sister. Talk to friends. Talk to someone that you feel can help you. Reach out to me. Send me an email. I will help as much as I can. Right? And if you're adult and you have friends that you know you can talk to, I know my friends know I'm open for them to come talk to me about anything like this, and I will always help in all the ways I can. So if you have friends that you feel you can talk to, talk to them. If you need to see a professional, see a professional. This is something that you need to work your way out of. I hope the tips I have given you will help you with that, but if you need more help, go through all these avenues, talk to someone, send me an email, drop a comment below, and I will answer any more questions that you have. But ultimately, guys, I'll say what I said again. Death is just a process in life. Everything has a beginning and an end. You start from somewhere and you end somewhere. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing when you finally go. You already see that the older you get, the weaker you get. Your body doesn't function how it used to function when you were younger. You know, you're not as strong, as agile, and, you know, energetic as you were when you were younger. That's not a bad thing. It just means your body, this, all these systems are aging with time. You're not immortal. You can't live forever. Your body can't, you know, exist forever. So when you think about that, you realize that before I get old and a bit weaker, and who knows, maybe I can't walk anymore, or I'm in a wheelchair, or I'm so old I can't get up and dance energetically with my family and my loved ones, let me live the best life I can live now. Get a career I love, do something, make money, express myself. If money is not my concern, it doesn't always have to be money. If money is not the biggest thing that's important to me, love people. Hold my mother and tell my mother I love you. Express, be there for your family. You know, just Do these activities that make you so happy. Do them, double them, triple them, multiply them, go at them and don't stop. Give into the lives of other people. Impact other people in different ways. It doesn't have to be going to an orphanage. What I do, this is my way of helping people. Give to people's lives. Do something, just live happy. And the older you get and you look back at your younger years, you smile. I did that when I was young. I had a good time. And the older you get and you look back again at your younger days, you still have a smile. And the older you get and when you're not so strong, you look back at your younger days and say, I lived a good life. Because that's what it all is about. It's about living well and happy for yourself and for the people around you. So that when you go happy, you go in peace. And you leave an imprint and you leave people that say, I had a good time with you. I had a good impact from you when you were here, when you were alive. And yes, people will miss you. We can't take that away. People will miss you. And people will cry when you're gone. But it's also your duty that the moment you understand what I'm saying, you teach them that when I'm gone, it's fine. Don't mourn. Between you and I, let's do enough and love ourselves enough. So when I'm gone, you can cry and release the burden of missing me, but look back and smile and say you had a good one. We had a good time. So guys, I feel like, please, put your focus on the in-between, on the content of your life, on the time, the moment, you know, living the best life you can live right now, because we will all die. You can't take it away. It's a normal process. It's not some gruesome thing. I know horror movies can make it seem horrible, but no, don't let that stick in your head. It's a normal process in life. You see, some of your toys, when you have it after 10 years, it cannot possibly be the same. Some of the action figures, some of these things, if you keep them for 50-100 years, they will not be the same. Everything has a beginning and a process, you know, a time to shine and be beautiful and a time to retire and relax. The question is, when you're retiring and relaxing, what can you look back in your life and smile about? And that should be your focus. So if I have any more to say on this topic, I definitely will put more videos out there. But on and on, children, talk to your mothers and fathers, talk to your brothers, sisters, siblings, professionals, aunties, uncles, pastors, anyone around you to school you can confide in. Don't keep it all bottled up. Parents, talk to your children. Talk to them. Open-minded. Talk to your children. Adults, if you have friends, anyone you can talk to, please do that. Watch more of my videos. Send me emails, please. I'll be willing to help in whatever ways I can. And if I cannot and I can get hold of professionals, I will refer you to them. So please, death should never hold you down. You are stronger than death. You are more powerful than death. It's just a simple part of life. It should never give you so much fear that you cry to death tonight. You cry yourself to sleep every night and you're incapable of showing love and speaking to your family, expressing yourself and doing all the things that you want to do. Nah! When you think of death, smile. I say, I know I'm going to get there someday. I know I'm going to die someday. But till then, right now, I'm going to stay safe and live my best life. It doesn't mean because we're all going to die someday, you should put yourself in dangerous way and kill yourself because we're all going to die someday. No. Like I said, it's a normal part of life. Let it come on its own. You don't force yourself to become an adult from being a baby. You don't see babies taking car keys to drive because they want to make adulthood come faster because they know they must become adults one day. You don't see us adults forcing ourselves to get old because we know we must get old someday. No. We enjoy the moment we have. We do the best we can do and let it come. So when you think about death the next time, smile and remind yourself, it's a part of life. It's a simple journey. I will get there. I'll get weaker. I'll get older. And I'll die someday. But I'm not there yet. And I'm not going to rush getting there. I'm going to keep myself safe, take care of myself, not put myself in danger, and live my best life. So that when I get there, I'll go with a smile. And most importantly, I will educate my friends and family on how to feel about death and how to feel when I leave. That's that's also very important. Pass on the knowledge you have gotten from me. Pass on what you have learned. Pass on that good feeling about death to other people. So guys, please let me know what you think. Drop a comment right there below in the comment section. Watch the video, Overcoming the Fear of Death, on my channel. Please do subscribe. I'll put more videos like this, and I hope I keep inspiring and helping you guys. So subscribe to my channel. That will also help me to reach more people, and this message should be heard by more people. What else? Like, share. Share this video to so many other people so that they can understand and feel the same way. You know, feel the need, feel enlightened just as you have felt enlightened. And please, to the young boy, talk to your parents, reach out to me, feel better, feel happy, breathe in, breathe out, smile, do things that make you happy. And when you think about death next time, tell it, I know I'm going to come there, but that's no problem. I'm going to live my best life. I'm going to hug my mother, kiss her, tell my mother I love her. I'm going to be the best I can be. I'm going to enjoy myself, play with my friends, play with my toys, love myself and love the people around me. So that when I'm much older and I die, I know I lived a good life. Don't bring yourself down that much. I love you guys, and I will see you on the next episode.